You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. How are you this afternoon? Nice and cold out there, huh? I hope you have a nice warm cup of tea while you're enjoying our broadcast today, as we've been talking about when times of trouble knock on our door. You know, what do we do? Where do we go? And we've been discussing, if you have your Bible, you'll have Psalm 91 in front of you. And it is the most wonderful psalm that you can come across in terms of feeling, you know, having that protection that we need. You know, brothers and sisters, let's first begin with our Hail Mary, shall we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. My dear friends, as I talk to you, I'm even talking to myself, but when we talk about trouble, and the first thing when we think of trouble, nobody wants trouble. Trouble comes in all kinds of forms, right? Whether it's finances, whether it's health, whether it's relationships, marriages, our children, you know, it comes in all forms. But I will tell you that when we run and we seek God's help and protection, we will find it, and we will feel at peace. We will be at peace. You know, the devil is the enemy of God. He wants us to be sweating. He wants us to be coward and to feel fearful and anxious. He wants you in this fetal position, being afraid of the past or the present or the future. He wants us to be faithless, right? He wants us feeling rejected, and he does that. He does that with the thoughts that we carry and triggers. So we were not made in his image. Remember that. We were made in the image of our Maker. And the devil hates that about us and will steal it from us if we let him. The enemy comes to us, at us every day. He is relentless and ruthless. And so we have to be ready. We have to be ready. You know, but you are armed and dangerous, right? You just don't know it. But you have been armed and dangerous with not only a battle, but to win the battle. And the devil knows this, but you and I forget. We live in this world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we give God really just 1 or 2 hours of our attention each week. It's not enough to drown out the world and all the lies of the enemy. Right? So brothers and sisters, I've been talking to you about Psalm 91. Consider, for example, verses 3 and 6. And let me just turn to that right here as I'm just getting myself ready. 3 and 6. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence, and you will not fear the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that waits at noonday. How do we faithfully interpret those statements? Well, first, we can remember God's covenant with Israel, in which God promises, that God promises us abundance as the nation is faithful. As listeners of this psalm, they commit themselves to God. He would give success in their purpose of inhabiting the promised land and being God's beacon to the nations. But as they trusted, no pestilence would keep the Israelite army from defeating its enemies and from becoming the nation God promised. So let's consider chapter 19, verses 4 to 6, which contains similar imagery to Psalm 91 of God's protective wing. You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Remember, brothers and sisters, the psalm does not promise then that no Israelite would ever become ill. God promised that no pandemic would keep them from being the nation he foretold they would become. And the ones who would become ill and pass from this life are not excluded from the promises of God for Israel that will be fulfilled at the end of this age. Well, knowing that God is our comfort, Psalm 91 describes him as our shelter, as our shadow, our refuge, our fortress, our shield, our buckler. Shelter, we know that is God's hiding place, covering us for his good purposes. Shadow, God is over us and beyond us, seeing more than we can see and knowing more than we know. Yeah, more than you and I know. We can rest in his shadow. Refuge, he is the safe place for us of security, and we climb into him. Fortress, he is our defense, whose promises cannot be inhibited. Shield, resting in our God deflects the enemies of fear and times of trial. Buckler, he is a defense on every side. He knows every part of us and our lives. No aspect is beyond his reach. And dwelling, God's protection is not fleeting. His protection serves for our continual habitation. And rescuer, he leads us off with him, drawing us to himself. So brothers and sisters, he carries us. He has believers we have committed to Christ, that our lives and times are in his hands. Our dream really is that our days might bring him eternal glory, the reality of God's comfort and power to deliver us to eternal life. That is what gives us the spiritual deliverance from being dominated by the pandemic in these days. The promises of God, of life to come, of his divine purposes in this life, shade, shelter, and satisfy us. When fears of the coronavirus and its impact surround us, well, how much fiercer is the security of an infinite God? So, my dear brothers and sisters, how can we rest in the shadow of the Almighty? How can we do that? Well, if you look in chapter 21 of the book Luke chapter 21, Jesus gives us words that are parallel in theme to the theme in Psalm 91. Hearing them and receiving them into our spirits, we can receive the security that Psalm 91 promises to rest in our Almighty God. In Luke chapter 21, Jesus is speaking about the signs of the end of times, right? In Luke, so let me see if There we go. So chapter 21. So you can hear me turning my little Bible here. In verse 11. And listen, there will be great earthquakes and in various places famines and plagues. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. He does. He speaks of terror. He speaks of famine, earthquakes. But in 12 to 17, he talks of persecution for Christians and times when we will be delivered over to authorities for death. Right, so look what he says. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you the words. Have wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed, even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. So he concludes in 18 in those last verses that you will not perish. So Jesus says that in dying, not a hair on your heads will perish. We who believe are spiritually secure through Christ never have to face judgment. We are eternally secure, headed to the place of no suffering or pain. We are presently secure in purpose. No event of the world can surprise, overwhelm, or demote us from fulfilling God's good works for us here. Doesn't matter what's going on. Don't let it bother you. Don't let it get to you. And by Jesus' words, we are to consider ourselves miraculously secure when meeting the eruptive trials of this life. God's protection, my friends, is beyond yours and mine understanding. And so my conviction to you and to myself is to read Psalm 91 exactly how it sounds, that nothing, even of my body, can be touched by the coronavirus. Though I die, not a hair of my head will perish. Even if my body is touched by COVID-19, it cannot be harmed. In the paradox is the hope. For the age to come is not ever to be viewed by the believer as a distant and abstract reality. Do you understand that statement, my friends? That we are not to think of what's ahead, that it's something so far into the distance. No, we are, in the Bible, it talks about a thin veil between this life and the next. Between a thin veil between our loved ones who have passed on and us. Touch the hairs on your head right now. Touch them. And those of you who are bald, well, do your best. Reach up and grab them. Know that you are the Lord's and no evil or manifestation of evil in this world can touch you, not even of a strand that you hold in your hands. You will suffer in this world. We will, brothers and sisters. Some of us have already gone through much suffering and are continuing to suffer. Yet Jesus has overcome it. So you being in him, nothing can touch you. Whatever does touch you, his hand is the closer layer abiding over you like a shadow of protection. Indeed, Psalm 91 is God's way of telling us that whoever runs to him and seeks his divine protection will be saved from calamity and destruction. So my brothers and sisters, I talked about this, that, you know, not to think that, you know, this whole thing is, you know, all that, you mean it's that God is protecting us from illness? No, that's not it at all. God promised protection, but it doesn't mean that we won't suffer anymore, right? So my friends, I pray that you strive to be with God. It didn't say he who will dwell, but it clearly says he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, right? It denotes this active willingness to stay within the territory of God. It means that you can't be dwelling in God's secret place while enjoying the pleasures of sin. It doesn't work that way. You can't be living near to God one day and other days you are sleeping with the spiritual enemies. We all need to make the decision that we choose to be with God, not just temporarily, but for good. It means that you make God's companionship as your permanent dwelling. You can't be living near to God one day and other days. So actively seek God's presence. You have to have that burning desire, that urge, that love, that passion to be with God. God's name and titles reveal his character. It's worth noting that God has been referred to in this psalm with different terms. We read that he's been called the Most High, Almighty, Lord and God, and all of these give us a special insight into the character of God. It gives us the full, and I mean capital F-U-L-L, full assurance that it is truly the most powerful and supreme being who will protect us all the time. So we now know what that means, brothers and sisters, for all of us. Next, God protects you from hidden dangers. Remember in verse 3, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Well, a snare is a trap, right? It's well hidden. An unsuspecting animal can be easily caught and be killed. In verse 3, God is declaring that he is able to save us from hidden dangers. He can shield us from the destruction that we thought never existed. Have you ever really sat down to think, how many times has God already saved you without you knowing it? You know what, brothers and sisters? I ask that question to you because I've said it to myself so many times. And I don't know, but I can rest assured in the answer that it's beyond my, I wouldn't have a number, but I would definitely say it's more than my hands and my toes, right? Brothers and sisters, there are times when he inspired us to do something that if we haven't done, we could have been in harm's way. Perhaps there was a reason why you couldn't afford a new car or travel around the world. Because maybe if you were able to do those things, bad things could have happened to you. I remember a story of a friend who told me about a church member who quit her job because her boss wouldn't give her a Sabbath day off. And 3 months later, the office where she previously worked burned down, actually leaving almost 40 people dead. Now, I strongly believe that God took her away from that place before it was too late. I think even in an old story about even the Titanic. There was someone that was supposed to board the Titanic. And I think, I don't know if they were late or they somehow were playing some kind of a game, like, you know, with, I don't know, craps or whatever it's called. I don't know. They were gambling. And it was for a ticket to get onto the Titanic. And the person wanted to, you know, I mean, it was a luxury liner. It was like, it was unbelievable. It was all over the news and beautiful, beautiful ship. And the person lost. And of course, you know, we know what happened. But there was also a time, let's say, when maybe someone might have offered you really maybe a very inexpensive house. I know for myself, this happened. Someone offered us a very inexpensive house and I wanted the house badly, but we just didn't have the money. But later, actually, a typhoon hit that area and that house was actually one of the properties that was destroyed by the calamity. These are some of the ways God protects us from hidden dangers, dangers that could have cost us a lot if it weren't for God. It teaches us that doing God's commandment and following His will in our lives protects us all from all forms of evil. And I did start off by telling you that, my goodness, we do have the devil very present. Right? Very present. Let me just tell you a little more, because that is an ongoing battle, isn't it? It really is an ongoing battle with the evil one. And we can't take anything lightly, but if God can protect us from hidden dangers, then it is certain that He can protect us from obvious and open dangers, right? So, you shall not be afraid by the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. We can see that God protects us from the destruction. But whether the danger comes from pestilence or war, we can have, really, you can rest assured and have the peace of mind that God will help us go through these dangers. Life can be difficult and dangerous, but in the Psalms, we see God's faithfulness. We see God's faithfulness, brothers and sisters, right? I'm just scrolling down, right? To help us get through the difficult and dangerous times, right? So, my friends, as you can see, Psalm 91, best place to start and reading, right? Best place to go. So, no matter what, whatever we see, whatever terrors there are, whatever plagues there is nothing to fear. The saints who abide in Christ cannot avoid confronting unknown perils, but they can escape the evil consequences. Moses, David, and Paul, and a host of other servants of God faced great danger in accomplishing God's will, and the Lord saw them through it. However, Hebrews chapter 11 cautions us that others were tortured and martyred, yet their faith was just as real. But generally speaking, walking with the Lord does help us to detect and avoid a great deal of trouble. And it is better to suffer in the will of God. It is better to suffer in the will of God than to invite trouble by disobeying God's will, right? So the most important part of a believer's life is the part that only God sees, the hidden life of communion and worship that is symbolized by the Holy of Holies in the Jewish sanctuary. God is our refuge and strength. He hides us that He might help us and then send us back to serve Him in the struggles of life. The safest place in the world is a shadow. If it is the shadow of the Almighty, through Jesus Christ, we find safety and satisfaction under the wings of the cherubim in the Holy of Holies. Jesus pictured salvation by describing chicks hiding under the wings of the mother hen in Matthew chapter 23 and Luke chapter 13, right? So, brothers and sisters, He is the Most High, a name found first in Genesis. He is higher than the kings of the earth and the false gods of the nation. He is also the Almighty, Shaddai, the all-sufficient God who is adequate for every situation. He is Lord, Jehovah, the covenant-making God who is faithful to His promises. He is God, Elohim, the powerful God whose greatness and glory surpass anything we can imagine. This is the God who invites us, all of us, to fellowship with Him in the Holy of Holies. This hidden life of worship and communion. It makes it possible the public life of obedience and service. This God shelters us beneath the wings of the cherubim, but he also gives us the spiritual armor that we need. His truth and faithfulness will protect us as we claim his promises and obey him. The shield is the large shield that covers the whole person. So, my friends, peace from God, the protected life, right? When we practice the hidden life, we are not alone, for God is with us and compensates for our inadequacies, right? So, my friends, terror by night, well, the fear of the dark and what can happen in the darkness. Contaminated water or contaminated food, plus an absence of sound health measures, make it easy to contract diseases by day or night. Although the destruction that lays waste at noon could refer to the effects of the burning rays of the sun, right? So, my friends, just remember, the only thing that the devil has to use against us has been taken away by Jesus at the cross, our sins. And therefore, any guilt or shame that you may carry, the devil can no longer accuse us if we know we are forgiven. Jesus said, "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed." So, I will also recommend to you, maybe you hadn't heard of the broadcast and you might look in our archives, but a wonderful book. And I will share this book with you, because if you hadn't heard any of the broadcasts or it's your first time listening, a beautiful book by Mary Beth Wenschel. And I will spell you her last name. So it's Mary Beth Wenschel. And the book is called Your Thoughts Are Killing You. It says, take control of your mind and close the door to depression, anxiety, and those fearful, worrisome thoughts forever. Brothers and sisters, the Bible is so important, but it's so important to feed our hearts and our minds with good literature, with good work, with good, important scriptural work. And I'm telling you, you cannot go wrong with this book. There was two broadcasts that we did in the month of October, and I don't know if you had a chance to hear it. You might look in the archives and find it, but the book is called Your Thoughts Are Killing You. You can buy it on Amazon, and you can also buy it through Mary Beth. Let me just make sure I refer to plug it in for her. So you can go to spiritfilledcatholic.com, and then it goes /your-thoughts-are-killing-you, or you can email her at mwenschel@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, buy the book. I'm telling you, amazing, amazing, amazing. If you've been filled with anxiety, if you've had trouble with fear and different things that have maybe plagued you along the way, I'm telling you, you're going to love this book. So, my brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with me. And this is the end. God bless, and bye for now. I've got no